think one of our main panelists, Dr. David Johnson, and we do hope that he's able to show up. And when that happens, I will be glad to have him make his presentation. Let me welcome you to this panel discussion on Malcolm X and Third World Leadership. My name is Yemi Agbeyegbe. I'm the chairperson of this, or the moderator of this panel. To my right is Don Rojas, who will now be, until Mr. Johnson shows up, our main panel discussant. The issue of Malcolm and Third World Leadership, I think, is quite crucial. At the moment, especially as any examination of the current developments in many Third World countries would demonstrate that one of the most important problems faced by most Third World countries is one of the crises of leadership. Since the Second World War, when many Third World countries, former colonies, were able to wrest their independence from the various colonial powers from Asia, India, China, to the Caribbean and to Africa, the question of the direction of society, the movement that the countries would make has been an issue that has been central to the question of struggle in many of these Third World countries. And it seems to me that the role of the various African, Asian, and Caribbean leaders in the determination of the outcome and the direction of their societies is an issue which has probably not been thoroughly examined. Beyond that, we also see that the problems which face these Third World countries face and still continue to face the struggle of African Americans in the United States. And Malcolm's centrality in trying to resolve some of the issues of leadership in the civil rights movement and beyond not only is relevant to the outcome of the struggle here in the United States, but I think also in many Third World countries, especially those in Africa and the Caribbean. We are very glad to have Don Rojas, who is seated to my right, and for those of you who may not know him, was a central figure in the Grenadian Revolution not so many years hence. He was the press secretary of Maurice Bishop, and he's currently an executive director of the Amsterdam News. He will be speaking to us on the issue of the impact of Malcolm on Caribbean leadership, and he will give us some detailed discussion on the impact of Malcolm on the revolution in Guyana, in Grenada, and finally he'll make some general comments about Malcolm and Third World Leadership. Don Rojas.